India's High Court orders ERISA to protect Christians. A Christian satellite ministry encourages the remnant church in Gaza. And a ministry is forced to reroute a critical aid shipment from Zimbabwe. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in India's state of ERISA are finally getting some help. India's Supreme Court has ordered authorities there to provide security to thousands of Christians who fled their homes after some of the worst religious violence in decades. Serve India Ministries' Ebenezer Samuel believes the ruling is more than a political statement.
Today I see in the newspapers that the ERISA government is taking it seriously, and they've already issued a note that they will do everything they can to protect Christians.
The unprecedented violence has done little to stop evangelism. One leader says baptisms are actually up, so Serve India continues their work.
Our strategy is to train the pastors and impart to them skills that they could use to plant churches. Each one of our 20 pastors is trying to plant at least 5 churches in the next 5 years.
You can help expand the work at $35 a month. Next, Israel and Gaza resume fighting after a brief break to rush aid into civilian areas. There are scattered reports of a truce on the table, but so far no significant movement toward peace. Sat7's David Harder says their team is trying to encourage the believers who are trapped.
We've been running crawls across the bottom of the screen, urging our viewers to pray for the situation, that there would be peace in Gaza and around Gaza where many people are being killed. We've also recorded prayers from some Christian leaders in the region.
These prayers send the message to the embattled remnant church, you're not alone.
It's important for the wider community to see that Christians care about what's happening in that region and are praying that a solution will be found, that the leaders will have wisdom, and that God will move.
Sat7 still broadcasting the gospel via satellite television. Keep praying the peace of the gospel will reach many during this time. You're listening to Mission Network News. Slava Gospel Association is celebrating 75 years of service to the Russian-speaking world. Peter Danica Sr. was sent from Belarus to the United States in 1914 to get a job during a famine. He came to Christ at Moody Church in Chicago. That's when Danica developed a passion for his people. SGA's President Robert Provost says SGA was the church under communism, and Danica did it through radio.
As believers huddled secretly, they could be arrested for listening to Christian programming, and pastors were trained. People that didn't have a Bible over time wind up with a handwritten Bible because there were programs that did nothing but read it slowly enough so you could write it down.
Now SGA is serving as support for the church.
More than 5,000 have been trained for gospel ministry, and more than 1,000 are actively in training right now. SGA sponsors have helped plant more than 2,000 churches.
Pray God will help SGA do more to equip the national church and reach even more with the gospel. Elsewhere, an SIM relief shipment to Zimbabwe wound up being diverted to South Africa. The SIM Zimbabwe Hope for AIDS team reworked their plans when red tape stopped the shipment. Instead, they distributed the aid to 2 Zimbabwean refugee camps in Johannesburg and Musina. The team plans 5 more shipments of high nutrition meals, as well as the distribution of seed, fertilizer, and Bibles. Pray that many would see Jesus as the bread of life through this project. And as the American economy falters, tough times translate to desperate times for those dependent on U.S. help. The situation became critical for 74 AMG International child care centers. Food and other costs rose dramatically even as financial conditions deteriorated. In response, AMG raised sponsorship levels an extra $3 a month. This will allow them to maintain their education, food, and spiritual development programs. Go to our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Sr. Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.